the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Action. Very, very cool. Hey, we're happy to announce we now hold in our hands. The people have been asking about these. This is breaking news. Wait, hold on. We should do this. Hold on, Sarah. Can you bring this down? Because, you know, I do this in such a terrible, mean fashion all the time. We really should do a happy installment of What's Happening at CBS Today. Dateline, Portland, Oregon. What's Happening at CBS Radio Today? We're happy to announce, after really months of people asking, really, this is the day we came back. It's the day we came here. People have been asking us about stickers, about bumper stickers, which is one of those things that most other radio stations, I think, take for granted. I think radio stations, there's a lot of other, the big FM stations, the big music stations or whatever. There is sort of a, we have been and always have been, and probably will be for the foreseeable future. We are sort of we are the ragtag band of misfits. We are the dirty dozen of radio over here, sort of keeping this whole radio station going on bailing wire and spit, and it really is just sort of guerrilla radio in its own kind of way. And so some of the things that other radio stations are awash in, we sometimes must wait for, we must make do with our own hand, we must create with our own two hands, our own 10 fingers. I will tell you this right now, that to the best of my knowledge, and I may be wrong about this, but I do not believe that I am, that in the 8 years that the better part of a decade that I have been doing the Rick Emerson Show in one form or another in Portland, I do not believe we have ever had actual official radio station stickers, bumper stickers, decals, all of that. I don't think we have ever had those. I think I have asked, I have been turned down, I've asked, I've been told no, I've asked, I don't know, to at least 4 different sets of managers, and it never happened. The only stickers we ever had, the only bumper stickers that ever existed, were the ones that we paid for ourselves.
That we got made, that Eric Ackerson actually designed for us.
From 800 Octane. Mm-hmm. That Eric from 800 Octane, this is back at Entercom.
No, and then the time of the show was changed shortly after
though
that.
Though that's the other thing.
We were bought by Entercom, but we hadn't flipped from 1080 yet.
We were still on 1080. Eric from 800 Octane created some stickers, which we paid for out of my own pocket. Well, I'm not trying to sing the hard luck song, but look, they weren't going to give us anything.
And they weren't cheap either.
They were giving us bupkis. I'm not saying that in bitterness. I'm just saying that's the fact, Jack. They weren't going to give us anything. And so I just paid for those out of my own pocket. So if you have one of those white bumper stickers with the microphone and then in black letters with the star, it says Rick Emerson, which are very cool looking, by the way. They're great looking. They became outdated about a month later because they flipped us to 910 and then they fired all of us. So if you have one of those,
they're worth a fortune.
It's worth a fortune. B, it's pointless. And C, I paid for that myself. So enjoy that.
Put them on eBay.
Treat it with respect. That was like a year's salary that I paid for those. Anyway, so that is all. I'm getting off track here.
It's nice.
It's all in aid of this to say that Susan Reynolds, who is the CBS Radio Portland marketing guru, she just walked into the studio during this last break, and she handed us a couple stacks from the first run of the official AM 970 Solid State Radio decals. I don't even know if kids say bumper stickers anymore, but these are decal, radio station decals that are fantastic looking. Now, I'm not just saying that because we work here. They are great looking. We've said for the longest time this is the best logo we've ever had, and I know that stuff that people, it's not that you take it for granted, but you don't really think about it a lot. You don't think about it until you're saddled with some.
Even Smokey was just peeking in the window.
Yeah.
In envy.
How many times have you seen some logo that seems terrible or cheesy or whatever? And you know what?
Again, every place I've ever worked.
I'm not saying this with bitterness or sour grapes, but a lot of times this program and this station, and it's not just us. I know I'm going on about this, but allow me.
Please, continue.
That a lot of times there is a station, and quite frankly and quite frequently it is the AM. It's a talk station a lot of times. That is sort of an afterthought sometimes. It does not get the attention that some of the other stations deserve. That has been our experience in the past. And So, Sarah will be the first to tell you, jaded.
We've been treated like day-old bread.
We all
suspicious
are.
And cynical. We've all become
like the dented can
but
wagon.
We're like that
discounted merchandise.
We're like that weird brand of cereal that you could buy for 40 cents at the store.
That's what was so nice when Court and Fat Boy came in. Like Fat Boy sells that glimmer of hope.
Yeah, no, he's that'll get crushed out.
Plenty and good instead of good and plenty.
With that, like the knockoff Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure cereal that I saw somewhere, where it's like cabbage flavored. But I got to tell you, we've been here for 4 months. About, give or take. And we have already gotten so much. I mean, this is the station, the imaging, the name, the slogan, the production, the shirts, the, you know, all
business
of that.
Cards.
Business cards. And then now we are proud to announce that the AM 970 Solid State Radio decals in our hands. So I want to thank, of course, everybody in the marketing department. We want to thank Susan Reynolds. We want to thank Gia and Nicole, who helped make those possible as well. Nicole, who's over there in sales. So
you will see them all over Hawthorne.
Yeah, they're going to be everywhere. So anyway, I think there's some here at the front desk, and I don't want to cause a mad stampede, but I think there's the front desk here, and they're going to be, of course, at events that we do in the future when we do a party, when we do a broadcast, anything, they're going
to
be there.
So and I have to say, those. They're not, you know, I know that you really like the Max logo. I feel like this is so much better.
It's
than
a better
Max
logo. Get me wrong.
The stamping like steel thing was kind of cheesy to me. This is really cool. Like the way it's.
That's all Bridget.
I really, really like it.
Yeah, Bridget did that. So there you go. So that's what's happening at CBS today. The stickers are in. So there you go. Fantastic. And we want to thank Cycle Sports, by the way. I look on the back and see a thing for Cycle Sports. We want to thank Cycle Sports who helped to make these possible.
Excellent.
Good times. All right. It's 503-733-2.
Well, you get a free flag with the coupon.
970. 503-733. And we're going to put these every conceivable flat surface here in the studio. So the next time we can swindle them into come up here and filming us, there's going to be like 100 of these in every frame.
I haven't heard from them lately. Are they still there?
We could stick them on our clothes, too, and pretend like we have shirts.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? All right. Let's. I can't see the screen. Scotty, is this Kristen? Oh, it's Roop, too.
Roop, yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from Los Angeles, Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. Howdy.
Let me ask you this. Do you watch Rockstar Supernova?
No.
You got to start watching Rockstar Supernova.
Okay.
All right. Let's welcome to Rick Emerson.
What is it on?
Let's find out. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show the lovely Kristen in accounting, who joins us now. Hi, Kristen.
What a pleasure to be on with Jim Roop, I have to say.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Have you guys not met before?
No.
Jim Roop, pleased to be meeting now Kristen from accounting, who was at one time a coworker of ours when we were owned by the same company.
Way back.
She's still a close friend of the Rick Emerson. She's a member of the Rick Emerson family.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Jim.
So Kristen comes on and does the Rockstar recap with us because Rockstar Supernova, which airs on CBS television, one of the contestants on Rockstar Supernova is a woman named Storm Large, who is also a longtime friend of the show, who we've known forever, has performed at a bunch of our events, and now is actually competing there to join this band with Tommy Lee and Jason.
Oh, I know what show that is, sure.
And she's
I've not seen it, but I know what show you're talking about.
You ought to check it out, man. She's like a 6 foot tall, hot, blonde Amazon with the most amazing voice you have ever heard. She's jaw-droppingly good. So you got to check that out. All right, Kristen. We'll all just do this together. Jim Roop, let me talk to you about this incredibly. I don't mean to laugh, but this incredibly disturbing story that caught me by surprise this morning because it's just been heat, Schwarzenegger, heat, Michael Jackson, and then I'm looking at this today, heat. You know, wildfire, heat, 54 missing women.
Yeah, how about that?
This is insane. Tell me a little bit about this. This guy is in jail for killing two women, but now they think there's 60 of them?
Well, this Bill Bradford, who in the 70s and 80s would pose as a photographer, pick up women at bars or at racing events, go figure that, and convince them that as a photographer, and he was really, I don't know, a maintenance man at an apartment complex or something, he would convince them that he could help secure a successful modeling career if he let him take their picture.
Oh, this is a whole lot of the fake business card. I work for Playboy. Please come to my apartment.
Right. Please come to my dungeon.
And he would take them out my dungeon.
Would you like to come be manacled?
He would take them out to the Angeles National Forest. Now, there's a red flag.
Would you like to come to the middle of a forest with me?
There's only one way in and one way out.
Yeah.
And my car is blocking the way out.
And I don't mean to... I don't mean to make light of this, but what kind of idiot woman would do this? I mean, I'm
LA's full of them.
I am not trying to say
from
this is thieves, their own fault, or they're asking for any of that. I am simply saying, if a guy, Sarah, if a guy were to come up to you in a parking lot and I'd go, would you like to come in the middle of a forest with me? I'll make you a star, baby. I mean, what woman does that?
Yeah.
Well, none that I know.
Ugh. And so...
Anyway, he was convicted of killing two of these women. Killing them, raping them, strangling them. 121, 115.
Good God.
And while they were investigating this guy, in about 1984, they seized roughly 50 photographs of other women. While they were reviewing some cases, they stumbled across these photos recently, and the sheriff's department says, we should really do something about this.
Tax dollars at work. Yeah.
And so, and they hearken back to when he was sentenced. And during the sentencing phase, he told the jury, sentence me to death. You have no idea how many others there were.
To
that effect. And so all of that starts to surface, and they're having trouble contacting these women. So they figure they're either raped by them, if they're still alive, the sheriff's department wants to know about it, or they may be dead and they can't find them.
Good God.
They're desperately searching for help, for people who may know who these women are. There are leads even as far as Michigan and Florida. Here's a guy that's been on death row since 1988 or 1993, whenever it was he was actually sent to death.
Now, when did he cop to these alleged 54 other women?
He never really copped to them.
But I mean, when did they first become aware that there might be...
1984. They had these photographs. They've been hanging on to these photographs.
What's taken so long?
Cold case files.
They won't answer that question.
Oh,
they
come on.
Said, we renewed our interest in the photos after reviewing some old case files.
Whoa, is it the bottom of the to-do pile and they just found it underneath a bagel or something? Oh, wait, here it is, right underneath, you know...
I've been looking for this thing for 22 years.
Yes, right underneath oil change.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
crazy.
Insane. And he's already on death row. I was just saying today, actually, that, you know, I'm a big bleeding heart, and I said earlier, we're talking about Andrea Yates, that I am opposed to the death penalty, and here's why. I'm opposed to the death penalty, not because these people don't deserve to be killed, because they do, but I'm there really because I know my own worst impulses, because I know that there's all kinds of people in this world that need killing. You know, they need to be killed brutally and painfully, and it sounds like this guy's probably one of them.
I would think so.
You know, there's people that really don't deserve to take up air and space on this planet.
And I could almost guarantee if he wasn't on death row, well, you're isolated.
Yeah.
He would have been killed in prison by now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
One of those guys that would have gotten himself, the word of who he is would have gotten out because he killed a 15-year-old girl. And, you know, they're actually no-nos in prison.
Is that true? I always wonder if that's true or if that's just one of those things you hear.
That's what I have been told by not only prison officials, but inmates I've interviewed.
Really? That if you're a pedophile or a wife killer or something, that you're...
Yeah,
your life can be measured in nanoseconds.
Pretty much.
Well, that's good. You know, that warms my heart a little bit, though.
It's sort of, I don't know what you call it, but it's they sort of feed on themselves.
Well, I call that the self-cleaning oven.
There you go.
Yeah, that's exactly... I use that phrase to describe all kinds of things.
But well...
It really is. You know what I mean?
That's where... It's
like... Here's the other analogy I use. You can use this self-cleaning oven, which is when the prisoners kind of they do some policing for you, or it's like in your bathroom, you know, that little hole towards the top of the sink that keeps it from overflowing.
Yeah,
that's kind of what that is.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's just sort of a drain off hole, you know, just to gets rid of the stuff that's causing the most trouble.
Well, there you are. So then put them in a big room, let them feed off themselves.
That's what I'm saying. All right, on that cheerful note, Jim Roop, enjoy the rest of it. Try to stay cool.
When is this supernova thing on?
It is on, it's like American Idol. It's on
at 8 o'clock tonight.
Tuesdays at 9 when they all perform. And then on Wednesdays, you find out who gets voted off. They vote off someone each week.
At 9 o'clock?
Her name is Storm Large. That is her real name. And she's a big, tall Amazon blonde woman.
I'm sorry right now.
Yeah, and she's a big friend of ours, a big member.
Wonderfully talented, really nice girl.
Yeah, really talented, also beautiful, but really talented and a good friend of ours. And so you should check it out. You will be impressed, my friend.
Will I be able to call in and vote?
You will. You will also be able to text.
I voted so many times last.
You can even buy ringtones.
I got this brand.
My daughter will do that.
Oh man, I got this brand new phone and lets you text at like 3 times normal speed. So I was just texting like a fiend last night. I got the carpal tunnel going on. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Stay cool, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go. That's Jim Roop. All right. See, Kristen, you've met Jim Roop.
It's so exciting.
It is. All right.
It was an honor to share the airwaves with him.
Are we ahead of schedule?
Oh, no, we're behind.
What schedule is that?
Damn. Sorry.
That was ago. You were 15 minutes behind.
Hey, but
that was sweetly optimistic.
But you know what? We're going 8 minutes longer today. Starting today, we're going right up to Lycus. We're sweeping the top, as they say.
Yeah, we're still late.
Why do you have to be so negative all the time? Just give me a little constructive criticism.
Why don't we get this break out of the way, then we can come and talk to the lovely Kristen.
Oh, okay. So, Kristen, are you prepared with your rock star recap?
I really am.
All right. Do you have many pithy observations and comments?
I think I have several.
Fantastic. All right. When we come back, Tim's got sound, Kristen's got thoughts, Scotty has pulled some performances from last night, and, of course, if you have observations or thoughts about last night's Rockstar Supernova, we want to hear them. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Kristen, hang tight. Back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rick Emerson Show continues after this. It's AM 970, Solid State Radio. The Rick Emerson Show continues live in Portland. Don't go anywhere. There. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming along. It's 503-733-2970. We're joined by the lovely and talented Kristen in accounting, so forth. How are you?
Peachy Keith.
All right. So, sorry that you've been holding for like 4 hours now.
You know, it's okay.
We're here with Tim Riley as well. Now, Tim, do you have actual rock star news and sound and so forth?
I do indeed.
Oh,
did you hear some?
Hello. So let's have Tim do his Rockstar News, and then, Kristen, we will kind of go to you for the highlights and lowlights last night, that I have sound on that as well.
Excellent.
That sounds wonderful.
All right, so Tim Riley, let's go now to Tim Riley at the city desk, and he can do that thing that he does.
From high down the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the Rockstar Update. Here by the reporting.
Fantastic.
While the remaining finalists on Rockstar Supernova await their fate, one contender already knows what's a hint for her. Jenny Galt was kept from the show last night, but she notes...
Last week.
You're right.
Yeah.
But she notes, it's not the last time people are going to be hearing from her.
I'm looking forward to a lot of things. You know, I'm going to be putting my own project together and
making
being a
slurpees
for the first time in a long time, and got my MySpace page, which is
sad.
And I'm going to be making an album, and stoked about doing that.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally stoked about my job at the Kmart cosmetics counter.
Uh-huh.
I've got a MySpace page. Yes, superstardom is imminent. It's around the corner. Oh, my God.
The reality program taught her about taking chances, not only in music, but in life.
I really did learn to not be so safe in general, not just in music.
Except my status
as
loser.
To be more fearless and not worry what people think about me as much.
When I'm losing at things.
As much and just kind of do. And then
lose.
There's going to be repercussions. Just deal with them later.
Okay.
Now there's always retail.
Oh, she sounds a bit broken.
My MySpace page. That's just, Jen is noting that she's Canadian. Well, she's used to her second class status then. All right, here's Tim Riley. Yes, seriously.
Well, a man in Lake County, Florida has been hospitalized after being crushed by a septic tank.
I'm sorry. Where on scene? I just took out the floor. Where was this at?
This took place in Claremont, Florida.
Oh, see, I was hoping it was in Miami.
The 43-year-old man was unloading a 1,000-pound septic tank when it fell on him. He's been airlifted, but his condition has not yet been reported.
He's reported to be thin and stinky.
The septic tank escaped the incident unscathed.
Okay, there you go. All right. Should we get to the Rockstar recap here?
I think we should. Yes.
All right. Okay. There you go, Kristen.
Yes. Well, you know, it can be brief, Rick.
You're welcome.
No, it's okay. I just, you know, it's just that sad look in Tim's eyes as we shorten another news segment. All right. Anyway, so last night's Rockstar Supernova.
We could, you know, we could boil it down to one word, embarrassing.
Oh, man, I...
Full of embarrassing moments.
There was a lot of embarrassing moments. There was a whole lot of bad, a lot of mediocre, and not too much good.
There was
last
only
night.
Really one reason to watch the show last night, and I think we all know what it was.
And that was Storm Large.
Storm Large.
To weigh in further on that thought, Jen Lane joins us now from Barfly Magazine. This show is just packed today. Every 5 seconds, we're welcoming somebody. Somebody's joining us.
Jen and I were giving each other running commentary and via text message.
Oh, yes. Man, did you get my text last night?
Yes.
When I said Zaira needs to die in a fire?
She's awful.
Oh, she's
that
terrible.
That outfit?
Where did you get that dress?
I almost felt bad for her, though.
Yeah.
It was so
the
ridiculous.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That Trevor guy nailed it, by the way, when he said that she should have a plastic helmet. I was text messaging with Joni DeRoshi about this because I'm a 16-year-old tool. And then our good friend Davey Neeples texted me as well about, you know, because when Storm performed, he's like, that's my girl, you know. And so then I'm simultaneously text messaging with two different people while we're watching a TV show together in different parts of the city. It was just the dumbest moment of my life.
And I like to say I'm at my textual peak.
Yeah. You're a text machine.
I was with everybody that I needed to talk to, apparently.
You have real friends. I just have... All my friends have at as their middle name.
I really don't. I don't know how this whole thing happened, but somehow I'm sitting with a bunch of people who are just awesome.
Yes, thank you. Rub it in. All right. Well, so Kristen, you have become the official stenographer of Rockstar Supernova. So give us your thoughts, and we'll play sound when appropriate here.
Do you want me to run through each one? Sure.
And I'll tell you what, run through
real
it.
Quick.
And Sarah,
yeah.
You probably want to drop the level a little bit, because I'll have a little bit of each performance in the background as you do it, because Scotty goes to so much trouble to put together the sound. So
he's a good man.
He really is.
Lucas started off with Bittersweet Symphony. And, you know, he's not showing much range to me. You know, they had that vocal, the vocal thing that they did on the reality episode, and he just doesn't seem to get that he doesn't have to scream and do that.
You know, and Jason Newsted, who again has the most musical of observations, says the same thing. He needs to open up his throat, which sounds weird, but it's a thing. He doesn't sing with the full voice. He is constricted when he sings.
But they all seem to love him.
I think he's a good singer, and I think he's got a negative charisma.
I think if it was like Chopsticks Tuesday night, he'd be the best. He'd be great.
Oh, zing.
And the most disturbing thing, though, about Lucas is when, you know, sometimes he closes his eyes, he raises up his forehead. And
those giant eyebrows.
Eyebrows knit together, and they look like they're going to leap out of the TV onto your...
Look like they're gonna morph into pupae stage.
They do. They look like they are going to eat his face.
To eat your face.
And he wears way too much makeup. He's one of those guys that you know would be ugly in the morning.
Yeah.
He looks so...
He's ugly all the time.
Oh, that's true.
He looks like my friend Chris, who was in this band Barbarella here in Portland. Looks a lot like him, actually. It weirds me out. All right.
And then Zaira, who looked like a reject costume from Battlestar Galactica.
This was the wrong song for her to sing, by the way, because this
is... And she begged for this song,
And
too.
She has such a thin voice.
She's a terrible voice.
I think it really showcased how bad she wasn't in tune for the whole
thing. How did she get on this show, anyway?
She's not even that hot. She looks like a stick figure.
Well, and I know you don't like this word, Rick, and I don't know if I can say it on TV, but...
Oh, well, great.
You know, but
please.
The whole referring to a womanly part when we wear tight clothing and...
Oh, yes.
You know.
No, that there's an unpleasant definition visually of a certain section of the female anatomy due to tight clothing.
Hey, what can I say to those Marlboros?
What? She seems to excel at wearing these particular types of outfits.
Virginia Slims?
If she was a man, you'd look and go, Gentile. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Really, the less said about her, the better.
Yeah, no, she's terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
She's out this week. She's got to be.
They have to. They've got to be.
The gimmick is up. She's had so many bad performances.
Maybe they're only keeping her because they need a William Hung, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Well, because now people will really want to tune in to see what she's going to wear next time.
I suppose.
Then we have Dana, who sang About a Girl.
Boy, yeah. Dana was really good this week. Her mannerisms seem a little fake to me, but she's become a better singer.
I chugged a beer before I came on stage.
I'm a bad girl.
She seems too forced. You know, she's trying to do like the... It looks like she's watched Storm and Delana, and she's trying to do...
The scary stare thing.
Oh, and she had a headband on.
Did she?
Part of the interview, not when she performed,
yeah,
but
the,
when they did
episode?
When they did the interview section with her, the reality section, she was wearing like a George Thorogood-esque headband, which
and
was so awkward.
And Jen pointed this out to me. She had giant distracting teeth.
Yeah.
She's hot, though. She really is.
You think she's hot?
I really do.
How?
But she's just trying too hard.
No, but that's the thing. Well, that's two separate issues.
Smell
she's
her
so generic.
I smell her desperateness. I can smell your desperateness. Says the Silence of the Lambs guy.
Are we done with Dana?
I'm just going to say that I do, as I've said every week, think she has a musical career ahead of her. It's just not in rock and roll.
No.
She did a really good job in that Sass Jordan song last week, and I think she's a good singer. I do not think she is rock and roll at all. I think there is a flourishing career in her performing on The Fish.
Right. Nice.
Yes.
And then we have Patrice.
Uh-huh.
Who, you know, and I have been saying this.
Like, who?
Patrice.
She's so boring.
She's very bland to me.
She really, and she hasn't done, I so agreed with Dave where he said, you haven't shown us anything different. She takes the songs, she does exactly the same thing every week. She walks up and down the runway as if she could care less.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of this shit. This is her singing Remedy by the Black Crowes. Which is a song I love. There, yeah, it's just she's not bad. She's just not special in any way.
Look, see, a lot of the performances last night were okay. Were pretty good. You know, there were a couple of people that really I was kind of impressed with. But it isn't anything you wouldn't see any given night of the week in Portland.
It's true. It's exactly true. There's a million bands with a million decent singers.
Yeah. And don't argue with the has nobody learned anything from Storm in that. She took the criticism they gave her, and she took what she needed from it and made it work for her.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I have a job or whatever.
And, you know, I know that I'm not crazy about Dave Navarro, but you can't argue with the fact that he's successful, so he's done something right.
It's true.
So he is up there to help you, and if you're not there for that, then just go home.
What are the other highlights and lowlights?
The highlights, I would say, actually, Ryan kind of impressed me after being kind of dull. He was at least moving around, and I thought the song he sang, I Alone.
Oh, I must have missed that somehow. I must have been out of the room.
Yeah, you know, this is the guy that they say doesn't smile at all. And he was moving around, and it really did, the song suited his voice, so I thought that was pretty good. And I have to say it, I really liked Delana doing Time After Time.
Oh, let's listen to that. That's because everybody talks about her because she's... I think I live in some other universe than everybody else because I don't think she's that great of a singer.
I don't think she's that great either.
I really don't
at all.
But I do like what she did with the song. I mean,
I suppose. You know what I get tired of with her is her needy, I just feel all the love in this room and you're all such wonderful people. She's so not... Let me just say this. Here's the thing about Delana, because everybody puts it on her to be the favorite. That first week, she did the serial killer jumping around, screaming, crazy girl thing. Okay, that's fine. But since that moment, she has not done a single thing that seems rock and roll to me.
No, you're right.
Since that first week, not one moment or thing that she's done has seemed rock.
Yeah. It,
up to and including her gushing about how lovely and beautiful everybody is. I mean, shut your head and sing.
Well, and when you watch the reality episodes online,
right. She
really seems insecure about her ability.
Yeah.
Going to come through on stage.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, everything else was, like I said, just kind of uninspired. And, of course, Storm wrapped
up. Oh, man. Storm was, I don't know how to stop this. Hold on, if I can, no? I have no idea how to stop these files once they've started. I think, you know, sadly, the only way I can stop it is just to play the,
Just click delete, because you won't need that again.
Yes, I won't be. Storm. And then let's say, because we have to take another break, right? So let's talk about Storm for a minute, and then we'll take the song into the break.
Yeah, she just blew all of the rockers on the side of the stage were up and just, like, jumping. Everybody was going crazy.
And we had been prepared because that listener of ours, Trevor.
Right.
Trevor in Huntington Beach, who's a longtime listener of ours online, had went to the taping. And he just spoiled up. We were like, hey, tell us spoilers. Tell us what happened. And we were prepared.
Right.
And I was not. I was staggered by how good she was. Several people here, let's see, Storm takes a shocking leap in quality. I wasn't a believer, but now I am. Nobody can match Storm for stage presence. How about this? Storm rules, Storm rocks. Americans are insane if they don't vote for her. This guy, here's the guy that went on the message board. Storm rules! And then right below that, Clyde Lewis rocks!
Yeah.
How about this? This is a good one. This is from our friend Chris at the Oregonian. Or at Oregon Live. I know they hate it when I make that mistake. Oregon Live. He says, damn you, Emerson. I hate reality TV. I hate it. I was only going to watch Storm. No one told me she'd be the last one on. I watched it on mute for the most part. I check in every now and again to see what else is doing, and they sucked, every one of them. I was afraid your girl would suck, too. But no, by the end of... And this is the most cynical guy I know. He says, by the end of her performance, I was ready to marry her. She's the real deal. I did my part, and I voted 5 times. That's our good friend Chris Neathen from Oregon Live.
Yeah.
I mean... What else?
We were all, because Dante's was pretty packed last night for this, because they are now doing it kind of on a regular basis. Everybody was up. People were standing on their chairs and cheering.
And then when
it was just
she did the pump with the microphone, and then she threw herself. And I'm amazed that it's taken this long for somebody to jump into the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, because I think they're all afraid of being, like, rock cliches.
Right.
Of course, Storm doesn't care. She's going to do what she's feeling. You know, she just feels it, and she's just going to go with whatever feels right to her.
It was
I don't think anybody else with the confidence knows the crowd's going to catch her.
This is what I said, and I stand by this. She, again, is the only one who doesn't seem starstruck. It just seems like another show to her. It's just another gig. You know, she doesn't seem afraid, and she doesn't seem like she's competing. She's just doing what she does.
And I think little by little, people are seeing that.
You know what? Flash and gimmickry will work in the short term, but over the long haul, people see quality. It's true. It sounds cheesy, but it's true.
And she's the one to pull it off.
All right, so who do it quickly, and then we got a break. We're so behind. Zaira is going to be in the bottom three.
Zaira in the bottom three.
Jill.
I also think
Jill.
Magni doing Heroes.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. It was just so boring.
Well, he chose poorly in playing guitar.
And Jill, like, grinding against...
Jill sing Brown Sugar?
And yes.
By the way, I will say this, and then we absolutely have to break. I will say that I get it, you know, the power of rock and roll to shock a little bit. I will say that after 30 years or whatever it is, I was a little surprised to hear the lyrics to Brown Sugar unedited in prime time. Even now, that... surprised me that they were able to get away with those lyrics on television.
Yeah, but she was distracting everybody because she was humping Gilby.
Yeah, that was so awful.
Humping Gilby sounds like some sort of a finding, searching for Bobby Fischer, chasing Amy. All right, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you go, Kristen in accounting. Let me just play a little bit of a...
God, I just see myself in a convertible right now, just hauling ass.
And the tracks sound great. They sound like something that I could definitely put focus.
This is Storm.
The music sounds like top down, cold beer, rebellious, good times, like the essence of rock and roll.
All right, there you go. So let's hear Storm last night.
Storm is back.
Back after this.
Ready to crash your hard drives one more time with Anything Anything by Dramarama. Here is Storm Large.
Tonight, please just tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you want to eat? Do you want to sleep? Do you want to drown? Just settle down, settle down. I'll give you candy, give you flowers, give you milk, give you anything you want. $100 bill. I'll even let you watch the show you want to see if you just marry me, marry me. Young, I learned a game. Love and happiness were the same. Now I'm older, I don't play. I found out the hardest way. Give you candy, give you numbers, give you milk, I'll give you anything you want. $100 bill. I'll even let you hear the song.
we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like is coming up about 7-8 minutes from now. Let's see if we can do this. Let's try to break a land speed record here. Let's do quickly an installment of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Scotty, let's take caller number 5 right here. We got a pair of passes to Rockfest 11, which happens this weekend, featuring Alice in Chains, Buck Cherry, and others at Columbia Meadow. It's 503-733-2970, Scotty, if we can do that. If we can't, we'll have to push it tomorrow. We'll see if we can do it. 503-733-2970. We'll take caller 5 here for Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Jen Lane, you have many things happening.
I do.
Please now to tell us all about it.
Well, tonight I've got the fabulous Cat House at Sabalas.
Woo!
Come see why everybody says I'm the best DJ ever.
It really is true.
10 p.m. at Sabalas. It's free.
Great taste of music, too.
Oh. Got great taste of music, and it's your best retarded dance party on a Wednesday night here in Portland.
And you're hot.
Yes.
So that helps. So it's like it's a complete package.
Yes.
Fantastic. And cupcakes.
Cupcakes and 2-for-1 drinks for the ladies.
Fantastic. And have you got...
And I have a bus tour this weekend. It's the Great Outdoor Barfly Bus Tour.
And
that means
you go?
It's all patio and outdoor bars all night long. And that's Saturday night, 29th. And tickets are on sale at barflymag.com.
I actually had somebody that asked me the other day if they could rent one of your buses or have you do a bus for a company, for a corporate thing.
Yeah, we do corporate functions, bachelor and bachelorette parties, birthday parties. Anything you want to bring 55 people around for, we'll be happy to haul you.
Fantastic. All the details at barflymag.com. Go see Jen Lane tonight at Sabalas.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
I feel like I just come on horror anymore. I know it's because I've been late.
I was going to say, minutes left in the show.
And you know why I've been late? Because I need a driver, Rick. I really need a driver.
It's that bus system.
Yeah.
Jen Lane and I are both carless.
Oh, yeah. Really? Why are you carless today?
Well, no, I mean, I have my sister's car now.
Oh, yeah, no, it's true.
Except for the most part.
It's time to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. We'll see if we can get a pair of Rockfest tickets given away here. Hello, is this Jeff?
Yes, sir, I'm ready to rock.
Listen to that, he's already... Is my computer, can you turn me up here? Turn me up, dead man. All right, Jeff, I'm going to read one set of rock lyrics. Jen Lane will read another set of rock lyrics. One of them is fake. If you can spot the fake set... You will win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11, One Louder, featuring Alice in Chains, Buck Cherry, etc. Doors open at 1 p.m. Columbia Meadows on Saturday. Tickets on sale now through all Tickets West outlets. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Now, who wrote them? Did you or Scotty J?
Scotty J.
Okay.
Okay, I will read a set first, and then Jen will read this set. So, Jen, you want to hold those? Get ready? Okay, I'm going to do my set. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Here's the first set of lyrics. All right.